fake game of his tax in late this sometimes. I'm curious what Ryan Pace's recruiting pitch was to you, and what was the benefit of you and him having a history together?
I would say it was a great benefit to us having a relationship beforehand, and definitely one of the reasons that I considered making the visit to Chicago, and really one of the final reasons that I made my decision in order to become a Chicago Bear. So,
how did he sell you on coming to the Bears?
For where I was at, or where I am at in my career, I feel like Chicago will be a great place to push forward and to be a part of a winning organization and really get an opportunity to be successful. So, I guess the pitch was pretty normal, but I was a believer and definitely look forward to this season.
Hakeem, this is Dan Weider from the Tribune. With the interest you were getting in free agency, what were you seeking? What were the biggest things for you as you kind of weighed your options and figured out where to go?
Opportunity, really. And I guess just to sum it up, really, just opportunity. Opportunity was the biggest thing that I wanted to have in the organization that I chose to be with. I wanted to have an opportunity to play and play a lot and be a part of a team that has a legitimate chance to win.
What is your sense of exactly what this opportunity is for you here with the Bears?
It's a team that's been that's building and working towards a goal and is bringing in pieces and blocks in order to be successful, and you know, I definitely enjoy the aspect of being a part of that, being the beginning of something great here in Chicago.
Hakeem, what do you see as your role on this defense? Do you come in as a starter, or are you a rotational guy, or has that been laid out for you by Ryan or by John Fox?
That's an interesting question. I am what my coaches decide that I am. I'm here to compete, and I'm here to be a part of this team.
Hakeem, John Muller with Comcast in Chicago. What was your experience, or were there things that you noticed about the way the Patriots and Bill Belichick operated that make a winning organization? Because that's obviously part of what they're looking for in you as well.
Number one thing I would say would be accountability. Being able to hold your players accountable for the job that they're required to do, and that's on and off the field. Being accountable to each other as far as teammates, knowing that your teammate has your back and will do everything in his power to make sure that you guys come out with the goal that you have in mind. So those would be accountability would be the main message that I would share with anybody about my time in New England.
Hakeem, this is Phil Perry from Comcast up in Boston. I just wanted to get a sense for maybe what the dialogue was like between you and the Patriots during this process and how strongly they may have pursued potentially bringing you back to New England.
Several conversations between Bill and myself and between my agent and the organization. And I will forever have a great deal of respect for Bill and the coaching staff, Matt Patricia, Brendan Daly, everybody over there that brought me in during that week three of the season and pushed us forward in order to try and win a Super Bowl. I will forever have a great deal of respect for them and what they do and know why they're in the position that they're in year in and year out. And to answer your question more so, I would say that there was a great effort in order for us to work something out, but I found that Chicago would be a better fit for me as far as my future is concerned.
Hakeem, what's your sense for why things didn't work out in New Orleans and why that came to an end when it did?
Oh, goodness. It just ended. it was abrupt and it wasn't expected, but we were at a point where it was time for me to move on, and ended up in New England, and it turned out to be not too bad of a situation after all.
Was it a sense for you that it was time to move on at that point?
I would definitely say that. No, I couldn't say so. I felt like it was time for me to move on. I enjoyed my time there, and it had become a home for me. It was a place where I enjoyed playing and was drafted to. So anytime that you have to let go of a situation where you're comfortable and move into a transition period, you have to accept that, and you have to move on, and you have to be able to pick up, and especially in this business, you have to be able to pick up and move on and get ready to do the next thing.
Akeem,
did
where
you
you're
have
at,
any interaction with Jay Cutler, and did he play any role in you determining whether you're going to a team that has a chance to win? I mean, do you look at the quarterback in that situation?
Of course, it's Jay Cutler. Of course I look at Jay Cutler and say, oh, man, he's going to give us a great opportunity to win every Sunday. I can't say that I called him before I made my decision, but I definitely look at the quarterback, and it's going to be a staple. It's a staple of any team, right?
And what did you know anything about him from afar?
I would say that it would be hard to find a couple D linemen in this league that don't know who Jay Cutler is and what he brings to the table. So,
Akeem, some back and forth on Twitter with Kyle Long, and obviously you guys have had a chance to go up against each other in the past. Can you talk a little bit about playing against Kyle and now getting a chance to join him?
Oh goodness! Oh yeah, we had a little bit of banter. It's not our first time going after it. There have been several times on the field over this past 4 years of being in the NFL that me and Kyle Long have locked horns, and it was a pleasure for him to want me to be a Chicago Bear. I'm excited, and I'm sure we're gonna have a bunch of fun coming in training camp. So, yeah.
Akeem, having played in a couple different defenses now, when you look at what Vic Fangio does and when you look at the Bears defense, what do you like about how it will fit your skill set?
When I look at some of the players that he's had in the past, I definitely say that I'm comparable to that as far as my leverage and my length and my capability to play multiple positions. I would say that if anything, I'm pretty excited to see how I fare in his defense. He's had a great track record of making successful defensive linemen and successful defenses as a whole. And I'm just excited to be under his tutelage and to learn from a great mind in the NFL for a number of years.
Akeem, with where you're at now in your career, what do you believe that you can bring and sort of infuse in this defense right away?
Natural characteristics. I would say that I'm a hard worker. I believe in the process, and I'm ultimately a team guy. I just believe in my team, and will do anything and everything for a teammate and for us to come out each Sunday with a positive outlook, positive outcome. So that's what I would say.
Akeem, you mentioned this is a team that you felt on the outside that you saw was building. What did you see? What did you see that gave you that belief that this was an organization that was building?
They have been and are still currently making great decisions in order to bring players and the coaching staff and everybody to this organization in order to build something great here in Chicago. And I'm a believer. I've seen some of the moves that they've made, and I've seen the way that they've gone about business, and I'm excited to be a part of that, and was excited from afar. So,
any of the moves they've made in the last few days sort of helped influence you?
Oh goodness, why not? If you got two great linebackers behind you, you should have a pretty good day on the defensive line.